Sketch up to date with Triple Team Traffic, back to KSL's Traffic Center, Ricky Meese.
We are starting to see improvement, but where the drive southbound I-15 remains just a little bogged down is from Murray through Sandy and then in spots in Draper between 114th and Bangor. But it's I-215 South Belt that is still heavy and slow westbound between State and Redwood Road. Good news for those traveling southbound on 9th East in the Murray-Midvale area. The accident that we had blocking a right lane of traffic at about 6400 South has been cleared. Len Thomas?
Well, on the south end of the valley, Ricky, we've got those surface streets, the main ones, the major ones, 90th South, 106th, 114th, and 123rd South, all still showing a slow pattern, rather, from I-15 out to Redwood Road. Over the point of the mountain, it's looking very nice right now. Just a little patch of slowing still from Thanksgiving Point down to Lehigh, and your northbound 15 commute looking great, about a 25-minute KSL drive time from Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain. Mark?
That looks much better. Rolling up through South Salt Lake and downtown northbound I-15 until you get to Lagoon. Davis County, Highway 89 splits. Going to be slow and go in spots up to Layton Hills Mall. Worst of that stretch right about Burton Lane this go around. And yes, you still have some overflow delays for right now on Highway 89 northbound up into Fruit Heights. Don't miss the Utah Shakespeare Festival in Cedar City featuring Much Ado About Nothing, Henry V, The Three Musketeers, Mary Poppins, The Coconuts, and more. Tickets and information at bard.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.